I still have vivid memories of walking to my family's farmhouse after a long day at school, getting off the bus, entering the front door, and encountering the aroma of homemade whole wheat bread. Few things smell better and taste better, especially with a chunk of butter, than homemade bread. Mom, well, she would take the grain out of the grain bins that Dad had harvested, grind them up, and time it so that she was just pulling that bread out of the oven when we got home from school. I've often thought that in receiving and eating that bread, something of her spirit of love and goodness and generosity entered into me. And certainly the wheat berries depended upon my dad's gifts and labors too. The offering of the bread to us kids was like a token of the offering my parents were making of themselves and all they had, so that we might have the fullness of life, physically and spiritually. You know, their gifts spoke, just like when you give someone a gift, flowers, a ring. It says something. Their gifts spoke. They told us, you know, something about themselves, about us, about the purpose of life, and about God, in whose image, of course, my parents had been created. Now, the great wheat grain that was offered fell to the ground and died so that new life could burst forth was, of course, Christ our Lord. We heard him use that image to describe himself in the gospel. The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. You see, Jesus was presenting a truth about himself and, well, about our nature, which you parents intuitively grasp. Life is simply better. It's simply more meaningful when I make of myself an offering for others. It's not the easier route, but boy, is it the better route. But from life itself to our specific ability to the great gift of his Son, God's gifts precede any of ours and speak to us. His gifts speak as well. So the questions become, you know, what is God saying to you through all the blessings and the gift of himself that he has given you? What do you see? What do you understand is being communicated to you? You have been given something specific, something in general that all of us have, but something that no one else has. What does that gift say to you? What does God want for you? What is he saying as he gives that to you, that I hope for you? And then what is he asking of you? What is he inviting you to? Now, friends, this dynamic of gift and response is the context in which I want to place the financial pledge amounts for our building projects that you'll all soon be asked to make. I've already made mine. About 20 or so other people have already made theirs. And soon it'll be your turn. Prayerfully consider how God has blessed you, how he is speaking to you and inviting you to become the grain of wheat that produces much fruit. You know, but beware. There are other forces working against making such a gift of yourself in general and specifically for our projects. You know, Michael Casey is this monk in this remote monastery in Australia, and he makes this fascinating and I think astute observation. He said, you know, all sin starts from the assumption that my false self, the self that exists only in my egocentric desires, is the fundamental reality to which everything else in the universe is ordered. All sin begins there, with egocentrism, focusing on ourself. He said, but then what happens? I begin to use up my life, surrounding myself with pleasures and experiences. He said it's like bandages. Imagine a mummy, if you will, that has bandages built up all around them of the experiences of what we can buy, what we can get. And he said, but the thing is, you see, those are impermanent, aren't they? They're not eternal. They're not immortal like you are. And so they begin to burn away and fall away. And he says, and what is revealed? He said, what is revealed is the mistake that I have made with my life. Your life is not about yourself, Jesus is saying in the gospel, and it's much better that way. That's what he means by hate your life. Forget about yourself, and you'll find your true self, for you're made for the gift of yourself. The hollow false self attempts to compensate for its egoism by wrapping itself in superficial things destined to fade away, leaving us without the resources to do something truly great by making a gift of all that we have and are. Friends, be nourished by the grain of wheat. Notice you're taking him into your own heart. The grain of wheat that gave himself so that you might have life and is working from within so that you yourself might become a grain like that too and produce much fruit.